Welcome to session 11 of Horse Biz Bootcamp. This is, of course, Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. So, are there things in your business or in your life that you know you want to do and you know they'll improve your life, but you just can't seem to get them done? Welcome to the human race. As the CEO of your own business, you don't have a boss telling you what to do, but that doesn't necessarily make you immune to resistance with a capital R. You could very easily coast through this program. You could listen to the audios, read through the training notebook, and sit in on the calls. You could have the best of intentions and keep thinking that you're gonna start once you're ready, once this next show is over, once your desk is clean, or once your kids are a year older. Here's the thing though, action is what makes you ready. Waiting doesn't make you ready. Action is what makes you ready. If you let familiar patterns keep you from being in action during boot camp, you could leave the program with the same issues, concerns, and frustrations that you came in with. Don't let that happen. Action, by its very nature, is creative. No matter what you're doing, you're bringing something new into existence. Do you ever wonder why there are things you know you want to do, things you know would help move you toward your goals, and yet you just cannot seem to get them done? There are times that a mental block can feel almost tangible, like you could lean forward and bang your head up against a real wall. A few years ago, I read this awesome little book called The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles by Stephen Pressfield. He's a writer, obviously, I suppose, and he writes about his belief that we all have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. It's his contention that what stands between those two lives is resistance with a capital R. He writes, "Have you ever brought home a treadmill and let it gather dust in the attic? Ever quit a diet? A course of yoga, a meditation practice? Have you ever bailed out on a call to embark upon a spiritual practice, dedicate yourself to a humanitarian calling, commit your life to the service of others? Have you ever wanted to be a mother, a doctor, an advocate for the weak and helpless, to run for office, crusade for the planet, campaign for world peace, or to preserve the environment? Late at night, have you experienced a vision of the person you might become, the work you could accomplish, the realized being you were meant to be? Are you a writer who doesn't write, a painter who doesn't paint, an entrepreneur who never starts a venture? Then you know what resistance is. As powerful as is our soul's call to realization, so potent are the forces of resistance arrayed against it." I love that. He goes on to say that any act that rejects immediate gratification in favor of long-term growth can elicit resistance. Things like pursuing a creative calling, launching a project, staying on a diet or a health regime, finishing any program designed to get rid of a bad habit or addiction, educational activities, an act of moral or political courage, taking a principled stand in the face of adversity, etc. At times, it can seem that resistance comes from outside ourselves. We find it in our spouses, our jobs, our kids, and our schedules. The truth is, though, that it comes from within. I'd like you to consider, though, that like your inner critic, resistance is not you. Resistance is not you. Resistance will tell you almost anything to keep you from taking action and reason with you like a lawyer. Though resistance is in you, it is not unique to you. It's not personal. It's in all of us. And we can all fight it. If we couldn't, there would be no War and Peace, no Romeo and Juliet, and there would be no Eiffel Tower. Resistance is fear, Pressfield writes. We fear discovering that we are more than we think we are, more than our parents, our children, or teachers think we are. We fear that we actually possess the talent that our still, small voice tells us, that we actually have the guts, the perseverance, the capacity. We fear that we truly can steer our ship, plant our flag, reach our promised land. We fear this because if it's true, then we become estranged from all we know. Pressfield contends that it's only by going professional that we win our private battles with resistance. It's by showing up, following through, taking action no matter what, staying committed for the long haul, taking praise or blame for what we do, and continuing on regardless. Going pro is not about doing something for money. In fact, the more you love your art or your calling or whatever it is you need to do or want to do, and the more important it is to the evolution of your soul, the more resistance you will feel facing it. Going pro is about the attitude that it produces, the hardcore, hard head, hard hat state of mind that shows up for work despite rain or snow or dark of night and slugs it out day after day. Those were his words. I'm asking you in boot camp to go pro. Consider that your goals and your business are important to the evolution of your soul and show up, hard hat in hand, every day. Tolstoy had 13 kids and he still wrote War and Peace. Your action plan is yours. You can let resistance continue to keep you stalled out, or you can liberate yourself from it by acting first and expecting inspiration later. If you feel like you're already constantly in action, but still not where you'd like to be, know that resistance can keep you very busy circling around your real work. Take advantage of the process I'm taking you through to get to the heart of what matters so you can identify resistance and liberate yourself from it over and over again. Some common things that get horsepreneurs hung up are things like sending out a group email with new rates, getting a website up, having difficult conversations with clients, making availability or schedule changes, implementing a marketing strategy, creating forms, even setting goals or writing a mission statement. Resistance will show up, no matter how small or how important. If it represents change, even awesome change, it will show up. So my suggestion is to tackle overwhelm by choosing one thing at a time to focus on. Choose the easier, smaller tasks first to create momentum and give you confidence. If you have a bigger project, take the time to break it down into tiny little pieces. Often things you think you should be able to do yourself but really need help on will get you stuck. Things that you need more information about before you can implement will keep you at the starting gate. Ask yourself, what do you need to ask for help with? What requires research? Is there a phone call you can make or a question you can ask that will get you over the resistance hump? As you look at your strategic plan, choose the path of least resistance. Don't decide you need to get a website up before you make policy changes. Instead, make a list of new policies and get that list into the hands of your clients like yesterday. There is truly magic in making a start. I'm going to leave you with a quote. W.H. Murray was a Scottish mountaineer who spent 3 years as a prisoner of war during World War II. I've heard this quote many times, but I only recently found out more about him, and his words hold more meaning for me now than they did before. While he was imprisoned, Murray wrote a book called Mountaineering in Scotland. The first draft of the work was written on the only paper available to him, which was rough toilet paper. The manuscript was found and destroyed by the Nazis. And Murray's response to this loss was to start again, even though his physical condition was so poor from near starvation that he believed he would never climb again. The book was finally published in 1947. He wrote, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance. which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. The smallest action can spark huge results. So pick one and go for it.